This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Today we're going to take some time to visit with Dave Raw of RPM Soils. Dave, welcome to the studios.
Hi, Katie. Thanks for having me in. Always a good opportunity to visit with you and the public.
Well, we enjoy having you here, and I'm excited to talk about a business that is kind of new to this area, at least, or I haven't talked to you about it before, RPM Soils.
Yeah, about a year ago, we got an opportunity to pick up some business in the soil fertility and precision ag field, and so I set up a company with my partners, Jeanette Porter, who's in the Monticello area, and Denise Maxwell in the Edwardsville area. And we provide soil sampling services. We sample according to management zones, which is a little bit different from what a lot of people do, but we think it gives us a better picture of what's going on in the field. And then all the maps are GPS. We can do variable rate planting and variable rate seeding, and all of those services are just part of what we do.
So you're located here, obviously locally, close to the station and WSMI listening area, and then some your partners, as you mentioned, this is kind of a business that's spread out throughout Illinois.
Yes, we go to St. Charles County, Missouri, and then we go as far south as Waterloo, and as far north as Quincy and Lincoln. And my partner, Jeanette Porter, is in Monticello. So she's been there for a short time, and we're hoping to gain some customers in that direction as well.
Yeah, well, we hope you do also. Sounds like you've got a good thing going. You mentioned some of the services you have to offer. I know the main one being probably soil sampling and soil testing. Certain times of the year that you do this, will you do it at any times? Tell us a little more about it.
Well, we can do it at any time. The preferred times are early spring through the planting season, early crop growth, and then in the fall after harvest. I do most of my work in the early spring, summer, because those clients are wanting to have recommendations ready and prescriptions ready. When they get done harvesting, they can go to the field right away with their fertilizer needs and liming. And so it works out good. And the other thing about spring sampling is the soil moisture conditions are usually a little more consistent. Most years there's moisture, even in 2012 when it was very dry. You know, the early spring sampling went really well because it was moist. Whereas in the fall, you know, moisture can be more variable, and the moisture definitely does affect soil test values. We try to take that into account when we evaluate the results, but on the other hand, it's nice when you get consistent results as well.
When you do evaluate those samples, do you use a lab that's around here, or is it shipped somewhere else?
I use Brookside Laboratory in Ohio. The reason is that they're a full-service lab, and they can do a lot of things that most labs in Illinois can't do. We can do things like hay testing, feed testing. We do nitrogen sampling, which is a separate test. It's not something that comes out on your standard soil test. I've tested for contaminants, and they provide us with support and training, so that's why we go with them.
For your business, when you service your farmers and your customers, are people coming to you because they have an issue, or is it more of a... we're just trying to stay on top of this. We do an annual check of things.
We like to test annually, and most of the time it's just to, you know, stay on top of things. Mm-hmm. But during the year, one of our services is that if you have a problem crop up during the growing season, You know, we just come and take a look at it and evaluate it. At that time, we may take extra samples. We may do some tissue sampling to, you know, troubleshoot what's going on.
Okay, so sounds like a mixture of things. So right. Whatever your needs might be, then.
And the other thing people appreciate about us is that we're independent. We don't sell anything. The only thing I will ask my customer is, please use my service. And that's the only thing I'm selling. And, you know, other people that do what we do sell fertilizer and chemicals and all that kind of stuff.
If someone would want to talk to you, maybe they don't want to get a soil test done or have a soil sample taken, but they just simply have questions, would you be open to that also?
Give me a call if you want to. My phone number is 217-494-7451, or you can find us at our website, rpmsoils.com.
Well, sounds good. Dave, it's been great talking with you to find out just a little bit more about RPM Soils. Is there anything that I haven't asked or things that you'd like to cover or final thoughts?
Well, the other issue that has come up in the early part of our business setup was a lot of people are concerned about their data and their rights to their data. And we have a pledge that's on our website that we won't sell your data, we won't sell your contact information. If someone wants to be in touch with you, it will be with your permission only.
Well, I think that is a great point you made, and I'm glad you brought that up, because with the increasing, you know, we have yield monitors in our tractors, there is data everywhere, and I do know that that's been a big concern. So I think that's a great thing you have going with your business, that it is confidential.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Dave.